the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Kia ora, Troy. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Have you brought us any good kitchen dancing records today?
Yes, from the Curette, I have.
Excellent. We're going to start with this beautiful piece of vinyl you've brought in here. What is it?
Right, I'm going to hand this to you.
Now, Ooh la la.
The title of this album is somewhat misleading. Now, the title of the album is Jazz Rock.
Jazz Rock.
Now, this is by Tadao Sawai and Kazui Sawai and Hosan Yamamoto and Sadanori Nakamura and Tatsuro Takamoto and Takeshi Inomata.
Nice.
Yes.
That was all from memory, folks.
10 out of 10.
So, what we have here, if it's, I mean, already it sounds like it might be jazz rock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, for the moment it does.
Bit of keys.
Now,
jazzy keys.
This same ensemble put out a record 2 years before called J.S. Bach is Alive and Well, or something like that.
Cool.
When there was kind of a vogue for Bach, you know, if it was Jacques Lussier or oh, listen to this. Okay. What you hear now, that, of course, is the shakuhachi, the bamboo flute.
You know I love a bit of flute.
You do? Especially bamboo? Yes?
Yeah, this is a beautiful sound.
Okay. Now, right there...
Cool.
You're hearing the koto, which is a Japanese stringed instrument. Now, the Sawi people, it's a husband and wife, they both play koto. One plays a 17-string koto, which is a bass koto,
yep.
And the other plays a standard 13-string koto. Now, this is an instrument which lies down like a pedal steel or something like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
Anyway, now...
Oh, there's a photo of it on the back.
That's correct.
This is beautiful.
That is Mr. Sawai there.
He's got a very dapper haircut going on. And who's playing the flute? Is that the bamboo flute or is that...
Yes, that is. That is a shakuhachi.
Like, kind of looks like a giant recorder if you're trying to sort of imagine it in your mind.
That is Hosan Yamamoto playing that. Now, what this record is, if it isn't jazz rock, it's a lot of it is rooted in Minyo, which is the... name for the Japanese traditional folk music. And this tune in particular, which is called Saronbushi, which is probably the most famous of the Japanese folk songs, and it's a work song, in that what you hear in the background is basically like heave-ho in a sea shanty.
Oh, okay.
I like how the obi strip is... How would you describe this? It's wrapped around one side of the vinyl, so you're
the gatefold,
Yeah, not going to lose it, which is nice, because quite often you'll
you don't
probably
want to lose
this.
An Obi.
Well, I've done it.
Oh!
I've done it, Troy. I've done it before, and I'll probably do it again.
Don't!
I know. It breaks your heart, doesn't it?
Now, Mr. Bongo have put this out. This
cool.
is the first time it's been on vinyl since its original release in 73, when it only... I don't know if it only came out in Japan. I think it only did. The J.S. Bach one came out in other places. Like
right.
I said, there was a vogue for Bach.
Yeah, go figure.
Wendy Carlos, Lucier, Modern Jazz Quartet, whoever. But this is this ensemble piece is, like I said, it's examining Minyo music, basically. But if you listen to those funky drums...
That is some funky drum. Actually, this whole record's pretty funky, I gotta say, Troy.
Yeah, it is. Well, on this tune, yes. On some of the other tunes are more like traditional sounding Minyo, which is just the acoustic sounds of the flute and the koto. But there you go. So
I enjoyed that a lot.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool. Jazz rock
jazz
would be
rock.
Something that would probably put me off if I saw it on a label. So I'm glad you've told us to look past the label for that one and listen to the track, because it's beautiful.
A guest on this record is Jake Conception. Jake Conception was the pen name of a Japanese multi-instrumentalist who appears here on alto saxophone.
Very
on some
cool.
of the tunes. So
very
there's
cool.
that one.
Now, what do you want to jump into next?
How about the 21st century?
The 21st century.
So... We've heard a lot on From the Crate about what's happening in the young British jazz scene.
Jazz.
And so it was only a matter of time before soul jazz decided to document it. Now, soul jazz, of course, have they ever done a bad comp? No. Might be comps that don't appeal to your sensibilities. They've never done a bad one. This is no exception. What we have here
awesome.
Is called Kaleidoscope. What's the subtitle on this one?
The subtitle is New Spirits, Known and Unknown.
So you have three LPs, a three LP set, the Indie Limited Edition, which you are holding there, Rachel, includes
it's very
a 7-inch.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I was going to say, it's quite the chunky thing going on here.
And shall we play the, let's play Seat Ensemble. So what you get here is, now, I made the mistake then of saying the New London rather than New UK, because on...
A lot of these people are very London-based, but not all of them.
Not all of them. Well, the very first on the compilation, Matthew Halsall, is, of course, from Manchester. There's the... what are they called? Ishmael Collect?
The Ishmael
Ensemble?
There's a couple of ensembles on here. Is Ishmael it? Ensemble, yeah.
They're from Bristol.
You've brought us them before, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. They were on the Giles Peterson radio compilation.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a few others from
There's a couple
places.
From across the ditch. You've got Micaiah McCraven on here as well.
Well, only because that particular Micaiah track is the one with the London musicians.
Ah, okay.
Remember he did the LP that had four sides and one side was from each city?
Ah, so okay, that makes sense. So this has got the London
people,
one.
So that's like new buyers
honorary,
on there.
Honorary yeah. Londoner.
So this, of course, Seat Ensemble, the album was Drift Glass. When did that come out? 2 years ago now? Seat Ensemble, which is Cassie Kenoshi's group. Cassie, who is the horn player, the saxophone player.
Got you.
But also in this group, who else plays this? Sheila Morris Gray's the trumpet player. Theon Cross is in this band as well. Is Shirley Tatar, I think. It's
very
a
cool.
10-piece band anyway. And the tune we're hearing, what's the name of it? I never
this tune
the name
is called
this.
Mirrors.
Oh, Mirrors, that's right.
Which is quite fitting because the cover of this is a very kaleidoscopic, as the title would suggest, mirror effect of a beautiful, very vibrant garden.
Yeah.
Some lovely red, yellow, green and purple colours going on here.
But not really psychedelic kaleidoscope.
No, it's
doesn't...
not. It's kind of understated.
Yeah. So... Who else we got on here? Tendalonia. It's like one of our customers put a post on his social media saying it was like, you know, I guess a service to the people who look at his social media saying, if you've ever wanted a door into jazz, if you've ever wanted to like open the door into the new jazz, this compilation is it. It's
awesome.
Really accessible.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's got Imogen Thackeray on there as well, who BFM listeners will know because we've got one of her tracks on playlist at the moment.
Yep, from her new one.
Yeah.
She's got a new one coming, by the way.
Has she?
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, the Night Dream and Direct to Disc recorded live.
Oh,
the,
cool. Yeah. Very cool.
So this covers the gamut. Basically, it only goes back about 4 years, which shows you how quick things have moved.
Yeah,
in the UK jazz scene, it has one of the older pieces. I think is Ill Considered.
Who, oh, true.
Yeah, and it's from one of their Live at the Crypt things. Is the vocals on it? Yep, Yasmine Lacey's on here. Hell yes,
she's got a great voice. There's some very cool people. Should we have a quick hone through the list? Because
go on then.
I think people will recognise a lot of these names. You got Matthew Halsall, Yasmin Lacey, Ill Considered, Chip Wickham, Imogen Thackeray, Joe Armin Jones. We actually played a bit of Joe Armin Jones this morning. And Maxwell Owen, featuring Nubia Garcia. Colocuta, Micaiah McCraven, Nat Birchall.
More Manchester. But
more
yeah.
Manchester. Cro-Magnon Band. There we go. Seat Ensemble, who we're listening to. Tendalonious and the 22
Orchestra.
Thank you. I was like, Orchestra? Ruby Rushton, Hector Plimmer, The Expansions, Levitation Orchestra, Ebi Soda, Ishmael Ensemble, Vels Trio.
Vels Trio appear on the 7-inch on the one
nice.
You're holding.
Nice. This feels like one that would be quite a good present to get somebody, as you were saying, if you want.
I've already
if you know
got
someone
it,
who's
but,
into jazz.
But I'd be happy if you gave me another.
Yeah. But that's just a hot tip out there. If anyone's got a mate with a birthday and a record player and an interest in jazz.
Even if they don't have a record player, it is also on a 2-CD set.
Oh, there we go.
Where you have everything, including the thing we're going to talk about next. But what do you think, Tess?
Yeah, I'm into it. It's very nice. I'm not a veteran in the jazz world, so it is a nice entry.
Well, like our customer Dave said, if you want to open the door...
It's right there.
It is.
Come on in.
So this is Soul Jazz comp. It is heavy, which I like. Feels satisfying to hold in your hands. Super Deluxe Triple LP with limited exclusive bonus 7-inch single and download. Everything you could want.
And because it's so heavy, they couldn't fit a booklet, and they've printed the inner sleeves with all the information and liner notes you need on the inner.
Cool. I actually quite like it when records have that.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think Joe Armin Jones was still in Seed Ensemble when they recorded this.
Right.
He's not now, but I think he was. Okay, so what else came out at exactly the same time as this, and it's of a piece, and they deleted it on the day of release, is this 12-inch, which matches nicely.
Oh, here we go. Teyon Cross.
And Tess knows this one because this is the one that when Mike used to do this show, we played when Teyon's album came out on Gearbox. Remember the tuba as bass line?
I do remember.
Yeah.
The tuba as bass line.
Yeah. So this is a 12-inch single, already deleted, one-time only pressing, and it has this great tune, Candice and Moreau, on the A side. Well, on the B side is Percus with Percus 1, which is like completely a different direction.
This is a nice record cover as well. It's got the same beautiful kaleidoscope as the previous record we were just talking about, but I quite like how they've done the Candice of Moreau on one side, Pocus on the other. Nice, big and bold. Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognise this. So you can buy this as its own standalone?
Yes, it's not actually on the kaleidoscope.
Oh, true, I see. So you could just come in and you could get all the jazz.
Yeah, all the
all the kaleidoscope collection.
So, in case we've said the word jazz a whole heap of times, but of course one of the things which characterises the new younger British scene is the fact that there is a lot of West African and Caribbean influence, and not on the two tunes we've heard, but also a lot of like influence from grime and post-grime kind of electronic stuff. But this one here, you can hear the West African influence. Even some nice highlight sounding guitar.
I could definitely have a kitchen dance to this.
I still have no idea what you're talking about, but I'll smile and nod my head as if I do know.
There'll be someone kitchen dancing at home who knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
So when did you say this originally came out?
This would be beginning of last year.
Right.
It was on Gearbox, on Teyon's solo record.
Right.
And for those who don't know Teyon, that low end you can hear is tuba, which is his instrument. That's what he plays. Band leader on tuba. Odd thing.
All power to him.
Yeah.
It's not often you hear a tuba on much, to be honest, let alone a tuba being the band leader.
It depends how much Teyon Cross you listen to, I guess, but yeah. So, like I said, this was a 12-inch, came out on the same day as Kaleidoscope and was deleted immediately.
Wow.
So the only chance you're going to be able to get this on a very wide groove 45 RPM.
Fantastic. Right, remind us what you brought us in this morning, Troy.
Okay, this Town Cross, Candice and Moreau 12-inch with Percus 1 on the B-side. Companion piece to what we heard before that, Soul Jazz Records presents Kaleidoscope, New Spirits Known and Unknown, a 3LP plus 7-inch if you get the limited one of the current UK scene. And we started with From Japan, Jazz Rock, Not Really Jazz, Not Really Jazz. Rock.
Not Really Rock.
And that's a fantastic new release from Mr. Bongo. All of those. Do we have all of these on the shelf? Yes, we do. They're on the shelf at Southbound now.
Fantastic. Thank you for bringing us these, Troy. It's been a pleasure. As per, we will see you next week.
Hope so.
Ka kite.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.